Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, hello. This is Caroline Sinise Levine, co-founder of Six Figure Start, career coaching by former Fortune 500 recruiters, and host for today's episode of the Career Coaching Radio Show for Six Figure Start. So at Six Figure Start, we are exclusively recruiters who coach, and so we bring the inside knowledge of what companies are really looking for to help you find, land, and thrive in your dream job. My specialty is career change and entrepreneurship, because sometimes fulfillment and financial reward mean you need to do a different career altogether or go into business for yourself. We have a lot of free resources on our site, including archived episodes of past radio shows and hundreds of blogs with career advice. So visit sixfigurestart.com for more information. And while you're there, you can subscribe to our free bi-monthly newsletter for tips and advance notice of upcoming events delivered right to your inbox. You can also fill out our Contact Us page to ask a question that we can cover in a future show. So I actually grouped together a number of questions that had come up around a similar theme. One communications professional had really been going quite quickly, had been growing quickly with her new business around consulting and had some quick wins only to see the pipeline dry up. And so feeling a bit stuck there regarding her pipeline and what the next step is for her business. And she's thinking, gee, is consulting even for me, or should I go back to a more traditional 9-to-5 corporate job? Similarly, a human resources professional who is looking for a job and landing a number of consulting assignments is finding that she's getting the job interviews but not the callback. And then finally, got a question from an operations manager gainfully employed by the same company for many years, is seeing the writing on the wall in terms of growth being topped out, hasn't had a substantial raise in the last few years, feels like he's taking on more responsibility, but the company is really too small to give him the level of role that he's looking for. But every time he tries to launch a search, he gets kind of thrown back into the busyness of his everyday. And so his search is really stuck. So all three of these folks are really examples of a phenomenon where the career has stalled. You know, it could be, again, it could be someone trying to grow a business. It could be someone who's actively in search mode, but the search is stuck. It could be someone who hasn't even gotten the search started because they're feeling trapped in the busyness of their everyday. But in all of these examples, there's a rut that you need to break out of to get moving again. And so the question is, you know, when you see that your career has stalled, when you are stuck, how do you break out of that rut? How do you move forward? So obviously the nuts and bolts of the answer to that are different depending on the situation. But what is the same for everyone who submitted the questions, but then also everyone who's just listening and thinking about their own individual situation, is that the answer lies somewhere between mindset and tactics. So basically, there's either something going on in your mental game that's keeping you stuck, or there's something that you're doing, there's something active that you're physically doing or emotionally projecting. There is something out there that needs to change. And it's probably some combination of both. And so the stuck part, leaving that stuck place, is going to require some experimentation. But I would start by looking at each of these things in turn. So in terms of the mental game, you really want to ask yourself, are you clear about what not being stuck is going to look like? So in the example of the communications professional who is moving along quite nicely in her business, has hit that stuck place and is considering going back to corporate, you know, the biggest question that I would ask about the mental game is, you know, have you made that decision about your own business versus traditional employment? Because if you haven't really made that decision, every time there's going to be an up and down in either place. So if you did go back and get a traditional job, if that did happen and then something were to happen in that job, you would second guess yourself. So and then find yourself being stuck and perhaps paralyzed again, right? So you want to assess, you know, have I made a decision? Now, it could be that you've changed your mind, and that's totally fine, but that might be part of where the stuck place is coming from, that you haven't really decided to move forward. And so your tactics are haphazard or they're not well thought out because you're really still thinking. And so that's, you know, one thing that I would say. Similarly, the operations manager who can't seem to get started, you know, has he wrapped his arms around the fact that he wants to leave? Is he dedicated to actually leaving? That's the question that I would ask him, and that's the question that you should ask yourself, again, about your particular goal. Do you need to spend some time, again, running the pros and cons of each decision that you might make? Do you need to look at timing? Sometimes the timing might not be right. I once coached a very talented professional who was stuck in his job search, and there was a lot of stop and go with the job search. And when we really unpacked what that was about, he hadn't made up his mind to leave. He had a number of personal issues that he wanted to attend to. He was burnt out. He was out of shape. He had some family issues he wanted to attend to. And it was only when he did that he was able to then turn his attention back to the job search and get that moving again. So sometimes it's really that mindset piece about making a decision to move forward. But the other piece is sometimes it is tactical. Sometimes you do want to move forward. You do want to grow that business. You do want to land that job. You do want to move out of your company, and you've tried different things and they are not working. So in that particular case, you know, you do want to focus on the tactics. And the number one thing that I see for folks when things aren't working is, frankly, what I would call the numbers game. So going back to the HR professional who's getting a number of interviews but no callbacks, when I unpacked that, because I wanted to see, oh, is it your interview technique? Part of it was that. So you do have to look at what, you know, you're actually putting forth in the world. But part of it was also just the numbers game, meaning that she hadn't gone on a lot of interviews. And the reality is that when you're trying to do something new, you are going to have volume. You're going to have a number of leads in your job search. You're going to have to attend a number of interviews because things may not work out through no fault of your own. You know, a company might just decide to go a different direction. They might suspend the search because of budget or restructuring. They might pick someone internal. They might pick someone external who was just better than you. You were just fine, but they found someone who was just as strong and a better fit for them, right? And so you have to look at the numbers of what you're doing, the effort behind what you're doing. The operations manager who would find that his job search just would never get off the ground, you know, having a numbers goal would be very beneficial for him to have. Let me call 3 people this week. Let me look at 3 companies this week. Let me go out to 3 networking events, whether that's coffee one-on-one or whether it's attending a professional association or whatever that is. And so having that number that you can track that also ensures that not only are you making some effort, but you're making a substantial effort. You can add to that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on and on. The numbers are super important. And then you also want to look, of course, not just at the quantity, but at the quality. I did mention that the HR professional not getting callbacks, part of it was she just wasn't going on enough interviews. But another part of it was the actual technique of the interview. She was really pretty scattered. She was not articulate about what her value was and also what she wanted. And this is someone who otherwise was quite talented and looked good on paper. And so she hadn't interviewed in a while. And so that's something that you want to think about. You want to make sure, you know, are the tactics there? And so one thing that I always mention to people is done-for-you support systems, right? So this is a tactic to try that you don't feel like you have to do everything yourself. And so part of interviewing, for example, a great way of fixing that or fixing your networking technique, fixing your presentation technique, your communication skills, is to do role plays, is to work with someone who is either trained at interviewing or trained in presenting. You know, there are many solid communications coaches out there who can help with these types of things. And so even if it might be just one or two sessions, I've definitely had folks where I've given them a mock interview and they don't realize what they're doing. So they've got blind spots that they need to fix. And so finding that expert who can get you to the next level, who might even give you specific language, ways to structure, in this case, your interview responses or your presentation or whatever it is that you're getting help for. So look for those done-for-you support systems. You know, another example of that might be getting a resume writer. If you haven't really been able to pull your resume together, I personally, you know, as a coach, I do ask that my clients write their own resume. I think there's a lot of value to that. But I do think that if it's one of these stuck places for you and you really just want to get started, fine. Get someone to write it or use a template, and then you can edit at the margins. I think that might be something that can help you get started. And so I do encourage people to try a number of these tactics that I mentioned, but then also to look at mindset and to think about, you know, am I ready to do this? Am I mentally in the game? And then am I backing that up with activity that is done at high quality, that is done well? So if you are stuck in your career, if you're trying to break out of a rut and you're not sure, you're going to have to experiment, but I would look at the mental game and then the actual tactics. These two things, and probably a blend of them, are going to be what you're going to have to experiment with to break out of where you are. This is Caroline Sinise-Levine, career coach and co-founder of Six Figure Start, career coaching by former Fortune 500 recruiters. If you want your question to be answered in a future episode, please go to our website at sixfigurestart.com and fill out to the Contact Us page. And you'll see your question probably in a future episode. We will answer it on the show and we post it to our blogs, and we really appreciate having these real-life questions to answer for you. And again, there are many, many more resources on the site. I only had about 10 minutes to answer this question, so you can visit sixfigurestart.com and jump to the blog or jump to the free resources. We look forward to continuing the career conversation with you. Thanks so much.